Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We launch into the third hour. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you see those stories there on the front page, news articles, videos, blog posts, whatever. Those were submitted by listeners like you. Maybe if it was you. You find something online, you submit it to our site, it pops up. Other listeners can vote as to whether or not they want to, they like it. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. It's a social bookmarking little competition thing, sort of. And it's a lot of fun. So head on over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And it actually helps the more popular a story is, the more likely we're going to talk about it on the air. Though certainly there are no guarantees. Although right now, if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see that the top stuff there that we've actually already covered it. I think we covered it last night on the program. There's the story about the guys that were arrested for having a sign in California for wearing masks while doing a protest, essentially. Some of our listeners were arrested. You get the full story and the video right there at the top of freetalklive.com. And if you don't see what you want to see there, submit it to the site. Get interactive and see if you can find another talk show that allows that level of interactivity on the front page of their websites. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about milk. Believe it or not, throughout the entire show, we've been talking about milk. Well, specifically raw milk and the federal government and various state governments, about 10 different states around the country that have effectively outlawed the sale of raw milk for human consumption. They are cracking down. They're targeting Amish people. They're targeting Amish farmers with sting operations. In one case, the sting and the investigation took over a year to complete, spending all manner of taxpayer dollars and hours on these efforts of cracking down on people for selling a product to another human being who's consenting to buying it. And it really is a statement about where we are today and how tyrannical this government has become. There's nothing that they think they can't control. There's nothing they think that they shouldn't control. And if there's something that they haven't yet decided to control and create all vast amounts of regulatory agencies and burdens and bureaucracies for, it's simply because they haven't gotten around to it yet. That's all. Just give them time. Let's continue with your phone calls, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. Let's go and start things out this hour with Francis, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Francis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. 970 all the way every day.
We love 970 WFLA. It's a great station. I grew up with it.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts are on pasteurized milk. I was born and raised in Indiana, lived on a farm. My brothers and sisters and I, we used to go to different farms and help with the cows and the milking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I contracted undulant fever, which is called also brucellosis.
Brucellosis, okay.
From bacteria in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
It causes caused recurrent fever, swelling of the joints, neuralgic pains, and it took me almost 4 years to get over that.
Oh, my.
Because they didn't have the antibiotics and things that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly died, and I was about 15 years old.
Wow.
And for 25 years, I never drank milk. Just the thought of milk, I got nauseated.
Yeah.
But now, if somebody wants to drink raw milk, I'm not going to say anything. They have the choice to make that choice. But I will never drink anything but pasteurized milk.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these are the choices that I think people should be able to make. I don't think a person who's contracted brucellosis should be forced to drink raw milk because that should be the only option.
But how interesting, Mark, that we have somebody on the air tonight. Because we had a lady call earlier who was very concerned about safety in milk, and she thought it was A-OK to have the feds regulate these things and control and stop people from drinking raw milk. And here you are with a traumatic experience.
Yes.
A personal experience that was so traumatic that you wouldn't even touch the stuff. But you understand that people should still be free to make that choice.
I just said they make the choice to make the choice to drink the whole, unpasteurized milk. But today, I still look at the labels to see if the milk is pasteurized and what it says, because I had such a terrible time, and I just can't see drinking anything other than pasteurized milk.
Now, Francis, did you get any of the complications that go along with brucellosis, sort of later on in your life, bone and joint lesions, chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yeah, I still have joint problems, and I'm 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You sound pretty spry for 80, and I really appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you, Francis. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And good on her. She's doing what she should as a buyer, and like you said, checking the labels just to make sure that she's getting the product that she is looking for, not just taking it for granted that the store is selling her what she's expecting. She's double-checking, and that's important.
You know, my aunt's name is Francis, and she grew up in Indiana, and they had a raw milk farm.
Does your aunt live in Tampa, Florida?
I don't know.
And listen to WFLA.
It's been a long time.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control here. Let's talk to Ryan, listening also in Yakima to KBBO, KUSA. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for a nice Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling a couple things. One, what I think I've been seeing lately is with a lot of government employees, first off, is they're justifying their existence. I mean, their budgets are being cut like mad, so they got to start proving that, hey, they can enforce something. And
something.
We're going to crack down on a lot of things. So this doesn't surprise me at all. Gang wardens and cops and anybody in regulation are writing a whole lot more citations and
mm-hmm.
warnings, et cetera, et cetera. But with the milk thing, most people who buy the raw milk, I know they bring it home and they do put it through a pasteurization process.
Really?
At least the people I know who buy it from the farms.
How do you do that?
You heat it up. You put it in a pressure cooker
mm-hmm.
and let it run for I think just an hour or two.
Hmm.
I've just heated it up when I've done it. I can remember as a kid my siblings were in 4-H, which I think is run and operated by the USDA, and we brought home raw milk all the time.
It's interesting. So would you say that the reason why people are buying raw milk and then doing their own pasteurization is simply for a freshness issue?
It's either a freshness issue, you know, people are doing the organic trend and they feel like they're doing something better for themselves and their family. I there's a variety of reasons to do it. But I know also there is a bit of a loophole around that, in that if you join a co-op where technically part of that cow is yours, then there's no problem with
in this circumstance. That's what they were doing. They were doing this purchasing of a co-op situation, but unfortunately, the federal government decided it wasn't good enough, and they went after this this farmer. And that's what the problem is with these rules. They're completely arbitrary. Different states have different rules depending on where you are. Some of them you can buy milk with no problem as long as they call it pet food when they sell it. Other places, it's completely legal. It's insane.
That's not right.
No, it's not right.
Certainly not, Ryan. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. It is funny. I mean, it's laughable how tyrannical these people are and how ludicrous they can be and how far things have fallen.
Right. It's laughable until it's your Amish farm that they bust,
yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't laugh at this circumstance. It's absolutely ludicrous what these government agents are spending their time and our money on.
Well, I think it's good to some extent. Obviously, I oppose any kind of regulation. I oppose the government and force and coercion in general. But I think to some extent it's good that they've gone so far. Because the more absurd they become, the more clear it will become to people just how outrageous these government people are. The more ludicrous things that they do in the name of safety or in the name of government regulation, or in the name of we're in charge of you, the more clear it's going to become. Like we had a lady earlier say, look, there's no way she could possibly say this is a free country. And a lot of people are coming to that conclusion because they just keep controlling. They just keep coming up with new regulations and new taxes and new things for you to new hoops for you to jump through.
If the FDA is concerned that people are going to think that the raw milk has been inspected by the FDA and is therefore safe, the FDA needs to come up with a little stamp that it puts on all the food that it supposedly inspects. I know better. They don't really spend much time inspecting at all.
More of a USDA thing, but even they aren't really inspecting anything.
No, not really.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Answer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to get interactive. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there on the bulletin board system, where other listeners will gather and talk about various different things at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect Do it all around bolt action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Ruger.com or your local gun dealer.
All right, let's continue and take your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Scott, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, just great, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, the milk issue, but it's laughable to me that, you know, the more and more that we have all these government agencies and alphabet soup agencies that say they're trying to protect it, and they make it more and more and increasingly difficult to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're living, but you're just existing. You're not living.
Yeah, you're existing as essentially a pawn for them to suck off your wealth like a parasite. So you're living to support them, essentially.
Right, and I see the milk issue is just it's part of a bigger, you know, whole bigger issue. It's about how big government is and how big it's gotten. It's gotten too fat for its own good. And can't even get out of its own way now. And, you know, because we have all these regulations and hoops that we have to jump through. I mean, my gosh, I have people that have contacted me wanting to work for me. And because I'm not willing to jump through all the hoops that they want me to jump through to employ people, so I just have to work for myself because of that.
Yep.
You know, so... You know, there again is another thing. There would be more jobs. There would be, a lot. You know, you want to get the economy better. There would be more jobs. There would be a lot less, governmental involvement. And you'd have all these businesses and people that could really just get the government out of our way and let us do what we do.
You know, it's interesting how many people have been echoing that tonight, that the government is so big, it's humongous, it's getting involved in everything. And I think it's also interesting that you point out, as a business owner, you are disincentivized by all of the government rules and regulations to expanding your business. It's just not worth it to you.
Exactly, because it's like the more and more that you – and I have worked very hard, okay? I have worked extremely hard, and I will tell you that one of the things that makes me mad is that the more that you – the more that you do to succeed and the better that you succeed and the more that you do and are able to do and provide a service for people, the more and more you are taxed and run over by the government and told what you do. You know, eventually they get you in this little tiny box and you can't, you know, you don't want to do anything. Well, it's like they set the rules into opposition. Well, if you succeed, then, you know, we're going to do all of this. You know, we're going to impose all of these basically sanctions upon you.
Yep.
And if you don't, I mean, I see other people that, you know, they just go through and it's like the less that they do, the more they're rewarded.
Yeah, it's the old saying, if it moves, tax it. If it continues to move, regulate it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. And this is what the government does. It should stay the heck out of people's business. Then the things that move will move better, and the things that stop moving should have stopped moving in the first place.
Scott, great call. Thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So there's a lot of frustration out there.
Yeah,
I think people
are really beginning to realize that it isn't the Republicans or the Democrats or whomever. It's going to save them from this crap, because it's been going bebopping and bouncing back and forth between these two parties since I've been alive. And, you know, I'll admit I had, you know, guys on the teams that I had a team that I liked. I liked the Republicans better than I liked the Democrats at one point. But I failed to see either one of these parties stopping this.
No, I mean, as we mentioned earlier, some Republican guy said that they'd sliced the government back to the bone a few years ago.
Tom DeLay, I think.
It was cut back as far as it could possibly be. And you're talking about a $3 trillion federal government. I won't be satisfied until they're gone completely. And they're not going to be taken. It's not going to be dismantled from the inside. It's just going to have to fail at this point. It's so big. And as you pointed out, Mark, the Republicans and Democrats are not going to solve this problem. Nobody out there is proposing anything of a serious reduction in the size and the scope of the federal government. And so it's just going to keep getting bigger year after year and more intrusive. And really, it's going to keep happening as long as people keep going along to get along.
Yeah.
As long as people just keep their frustration to themselves and to their friends, like they'll complain about it. You know, they'll complain about it at the water cooler or complain about it at a party or call talk radio and complain about it. But as long as you don't do anything more than just complain about it, then they've got you, man. As long as you keep obeying the regulations and keep paying the taxes, then you are essentially a serf, and you get what you deserve in that particular case. And if you are willing to do something about it, then I suggest, if you love the ideas of freedom, and I mean real freedom, where if in order to be free, you understand that you must allow others to be free, even if they might do things with their freedom that might be a little weird, a little uncomfortable for you. If you can allow others to be free, then you could be free as well. And if you get that, if you understand what freedom is all about, then join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. There are over 10,800 people that are currently members of the Free State Project. They have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to achieve liberty in their lifetime, to work toward more freedom, to advance freedom in whatever ways it's possible to advance it, to get elected, to do civil disobedience, to do a media creation, outreach. There's all different types of activism that can be done. But in order for change to happen, you have to want it bad enough to be willing to take some level of risk. It doesn't have to be a lot of risk. A lot of people together taking a little bit of risk can completely overcome the threats and the violence and the fear factor of the government. But if you're all alone, there's not much you can do. And so that's my solution, because I agree with you, Mark. Voting for a Republican in 2012 or a Democrat in 2012, most of them, is not going to change anything. And even if by some miracle Ron Paul is to win the 2012 election, even that is not going to change things very significantly in D.C. Maybe he could do some neat stuff like bring the troops home. That would be I would call that significant.
What about tearing out all those executive orders?
But to repeal the actual government and the size of it, he can't do that alone. And so to think that there's going to be one man who will change everything in D.C. and, this Jesus who will come in and save everyone is not realistic. It ignores politics and how things work there.
I'd like to see either Ron Paul or Gary Johnson get in there. I'd like to see a team, those two team up.
But do you see what I'm saying? Well, they're attacking each other, Mark, so that's not very likely. But do you understand, Mark, if people keep thinking a politician is going to save them, then they'll never do anything for themselves. That's my issue.
Yeah.
So I don't mind helping Ron Paul with his campaign. I don't mind that, because it gets the ideas of liberty out there, and the more these ideas can get into people's minds, the better. But I don't want to propagate this idea that he's going to be some kind of savior. And there were people that were propagating that back in 2008. Ron Paul, he's the last chance for liberty! You saw those posts on the internet. And I'm sorry, there's a lot more to achieving freedom than electing somebody. You've got to take responsibility for your role in allowing this to happen. And it's more than just who you voted for. It's who you obeyed. It's what you obeyed. It's what you did. And what I did. And what everybody else is doing to just allow these tyrants to lord themselves over us. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you this evening, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, bring up anything that you want. Visit our website and enjoy the features there for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for things like their webcam. We give ours away. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch. You can listen. Mark is adjusting himself right now. You can watch. You can listen. And you can chat. And the chat room, by the way, built into the very same page. So go and get interactive over at cam.freetalklive.com. We promise it'll be worth your while.
Sometimes you just need adjusting. MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They even offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Sometimes they can do that private labeling overnight and get it out to you in the morning, in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery is memorydealers.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Kyle, listening in Pennsylvania. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kyle.
Hello?
Hey, Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey. Yeah, I just recently changed the way I eat. You know, I try to eat, like, more, quote-unquote, organic and, you know, things like that. And I was just doing some research the other day, and I'm trying to find, like, true free-range eggs that I can get locally. And I found out that basically, like, these terms, like, organic, free-range, cage-free, they're basically all just legalese. They, to be able to advertise that you have a free-range eggs or chickens that lay the eggs, all you have to do is let them out for 5 minutes a day.
Really?
So they basically just play on people's intentions to eat healthy.
Can you imagine how difficult it is to get a chicken that you've just let out 5 minutes ago to go back into its cage?
Yeah.
Well, my question on this is the terms, are these USDA definitions?
Yes. Anytime you see like USDA certified organic, things like that, or certified free, like I was saying about the chicken, certified
right.
free range.
This is one of the biggest problems. I'm glad you brought this up. We touched on it earlier, and it's you give another great example of this, where the government wants people to believe that it's out there to keep you safe, and in point of fact, what they're doing with these regulations is they're making it easier for people to market products to folks that otherwise wouldn't pass muster, because as has been pointed out, there are other organic certifications, as I understand it. I'm not someone who shops in that field. Maybe you've seen them. But there are non-USDA organic certifications that have a much higher standard applied to them. Are you familiar with any of those?
I just came across something the other day when I was doing this research. There's something called the Cornucopia Institute, and they did what's called their egg scoreboard. And they went, like, I don't know how many, 50, 60, 100 brands of eggs. And they looked at them, and pretty much a higher criteria than the government has. And they went through that and created their own little, like, scoreboard sheet. I think you can find it if you just Google free range, and it's, like, the third link that comes up. So, yeah, I'm aware of, like, third-party certification and stuff like that.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Kyle, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, I don't have the information here in front of me, but just as another example of this USDA and how it is that they make it look like that they care, and they make it look like they've got this stamping and certification that actually has meaning. And he was pointing out that it's once you actually dig into it, if you dig further than just seeing the label on the product and you actually learn about what it is that the qualifications are, mm-hmm. it's laughable. In fact, I've heard about, now please correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I certainly could be. This is just one of those through the grapevine things. But have you ever seen the grade A honey that is sold in stores?
Yes.
You think grade A honey, this has got to be like the best honey that there is. I mean, this is grade A. Clearly, there are lower grades than grade A, so
sure.
grade A must
Food
be...
one, grade B, right?
Right, must be the best honey. Well, it's not the best honey. There are all kinds of things that can be included in grade A honey, like corn syrup or whatever it is they mix in there with the honey to cut it, essentially, that can be included in grade A honey. And again, this is the USDA's certification on these products. It's not like raw honey, which is, of course, real honey. It is uncut honey. It's, you know, straight from the... are you doing the bee thing, Mark?
Yeah, I've got my bees. I was just in my hive today.
So you're going to have raw honey when all is said and done.
Yes, that's all we buy at my house.
Right. Not the same as grade A honey, but when you see that grade A on something, like, oh yeah, I went to school, grade A was the best grade you could get, so it must be the best honey. No, not so much.
Full of stuff.
But again, it's buyer beware, and the government counts on you to not. The government's counting on you, and for their corporate buddies, the government's counting on you to just take them at their word that, oh, well, government stamped this, so it must be the best product there is available. Not so. There are higher qualifications, but you have to look for them, and you have to know about them. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Bob, listening to KMED out in Oregon. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hi. I was calling about that raw milk.
Yes, sir.
And when raw milk is drank by, you know, just raw, the fat doesn't get into your bloodstream because of the shape of the fat in the milk.
Hmm.
Once it's pasteurized at a high temperature, it breaks that fat down so small that it absorbs into your bloodstream, and it builds up cholesterol. So actually, it's been proven scientifically that pasteurized milk will eventually give you high cholesterol, and you might even need a bypass because of it, where raw milk doesn't do that.
And interesting claim. Is it legal out there to have raw milk in Oregon?
No, but what some people are doing, I don't know about dairy, but... there's a goat farm out here that they make like a co-op and be members, and they come in the farm and get raw goat milk.
Right, because they're members, and so that's one of the workarounds. Thank you for the call. Interesting claim tonight at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, if you take your if you take the caller's word at it, it sounds great. But remember, do your own research.
You know, it's fat. There was somebody I guess a few people around here in the activist movement have taken up this no carb or low carb diet, where like basically they gorge themselves on bacon and lose weight. What's that all about?
Well, at some point or another, you're going to get tired of eating bacon, so therefore you just, since you can't eat anything else, that's all you got, right?
I mean, it's just, like, people always
want to hear what the claims have been made to me, because I am not making these claims.
Yeah, I don't know. Fat when I was growing up was said to be bad, but now people are saying it's not so bad.
Right. The claim is that human fat is human fat, animal fat is animal fat. Mm-hmm. You cannot eat animal fat and have it turn into human fat. That, in fact, human fat is made by carbohydrates, which, you know, produce
sugars and
change your blood chemistry, stuff like that. So these people are choosing not to eat bread and rice and potatoes and things like that. And
Mandrick, the guy that sells the baklava at Mandrick.com, one of our sponsors.
Yep.
Have you seen him since he's been in town? He's back in town. He's visiting this weekend, Mark.
I haven't really been checking out the Creek.
He's lost us like a small cat from his body, or a large cat, a very large cat from his body. He's lost 25 pounds in a month.
That's a big cat.
That's huge. That's a lot of pounds. That's a lot of weight to lose in a month. I said, dude, that's almost like that's a dangerous amount of weight to lose from what I understand. But he says he's feeling the best he's ever felt.
That is the thing that you keep on hearing about the low carb folks, is they always keep repeating this mantra. This is the best I've ever felt. This is the best.
Well, I have no reason to disbelieve them.
I don't either.
They sound a little more impassioned than that when they say it.
Oh God! So. All I want's a sandwich.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is that is on your mind. It doesn't have to be about raw milk, although clearly this is a serious topic.
It's an issue that people want to talk about.
Well, and really it is something that comes down and stems from just how far the government is intruding upon people's lifestyles, destroying businesses, destroying opportunities, and destroying freedom. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm glad that people care. Because my one concern was that people wouldn't care about the poor Amish farmer getting busted for selling raw milk, but they do, and that's good. Because caring about other people and their plight is an important step toward working toward more freedom for everyone. Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo, and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Only moments remain. If you are on the line, so we'll do our best to get you on the air. If you're not, don't worry about it. We do this show all week long. You can join us any old night you want to, whether we're on the air on your local talk station or not. If we aren't on your local talk station all week long, give a call. Tell them thanks for airing whatever they do air of Free Talk Live. Maybe they just take Saturdays. And then ask them real nice like to take more Free Talk Live. In fact, we're going to have some good news to announce about one of our stations that is expanding the show from Saturday nights to all week long. I can't say which one yet. It's going to be about another month from now. But it's always nice to see that happen. So you, as a listener, can help influence things like that by saying something nice to your program directors there of your local talk stations. They're used to hearing from people that are bitching and moaning about their programming. And so coming on and giving them some appreciation for airing Free Talk Live will be a nice change. It will really make your call to them stand out. And I would appreciate it, too. So you can go and learn more about how to do that if you want over at localfaq.freetalklive.com. Maybe you don't even have Free Talk Live on your local talk station. There are suggestions there as to how to help change that. So 1-800-259-9231 is our number. Also, I want to invite you to get a shirt.
Yeah, right. It's the shirt that you use most, the white pinpoint Oxford. Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big and tall. Forget this. 1995. You can't get a shirt that, you know, of this quality for that price that fits. You can go get to the discount stores and you can find shirts all over the place for prices like this, but you can't get them that fit. There are more than 55 sleeve, fit, and color combinations. Get it. Get your monogramming, too. Use promo code TUCK at 1995shirt.com. It's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK. It is an awesome deal.
We're going to continue taking your phone calls. And ladies first, Becky is listening to KGOE out on the West Coast. Hello, Becky.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I was calling. I heard the previous caller, the gentleman who was saying that pasteurization breaks down the fat globules. It doesn't. It's the homogenization that breaks it down to make it all the same so you don't have to shake up your milk. But he was right. I've done some research about milk. I've got goats, and I want to milk them. But he was right about breaking down the fat globules makes it easier for your body to absorb, which is not really something you want. And as far as pasteurization, I think that if people want to be able to buy milk that hasn't been pasteurized, they ought to have to sign a release saying that they understand that it can cause sickness or death.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah, it happens. You know, the releases, as one caller mentioned earlier, this is largely true, that releases really aren't legal documents. You know, they might look good when you go into court, but most court battles are finished before you ever get to trial anyway. So, you know, that the lawyers don't care about the releases. It just hopefully somebody won't sue you if they've signed a release.
Becky, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mike, listening in Myrtle Beach. To WRNN.
Hey guys, Mike. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, check this out. I used to own a cigar shop, and we were really, really disturbed because in South Carolina, the anti-smoking lobby, which is supposed to be individuals that hate smoking and they try to stamp it out in any bars and stuff like that, well, they started out in Savannah, and then they moved to Charleston, and then Charleston passed, and they moved to Georgetown, and then they moved to Surfside Beach. Well, in Surfside Beach, all up and down the coast, everybody was mad, and people came out by the hundreds and protested and lobbied their local city councilman. Well, in Surfside, it passed, and it went so crazy in Surfside that they made actually you couldn't smoke on the beach. Weird stuff. I mean, you couldn't smoke 30 feet from any building. You couldn't smoke if you owned a tobacco shop. You couldn't smoke in the shop.
Jeez. That doesn't even make any sense.
Come to find out, a friend of mine worked for that organization, and I was really mad with her, and we talked, and I couldn't, how they had this much money. In Surfside, the locals actually fired all the politicians there the next election season, and they still upheld. And I'm like, man, there must be a ton of money. Well, come to find out, this group receives funding.
Who, what?
Federal funding, you said?
Yes, in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think that they get them from the tobacco taxes or something like that, or from the lawsuits or something, and I believe that that's how they get their money.
Yeah, but they are in these political, forcing my politicians.
Sure, sure.
That I pay taxes to. That we, as individual citizens, are turning out by the groves and wondering why they're not listening to us. But these other individuals are actually financed by my tax dollars to force politicians to take away my freedoms and my voice in the political realm.
It's a government of the lawyers by the politicians for the lobbyists. I mean, that's the reality of it anymore.
It's insane. And I can't believe that the news media or no one has revealed this, that, you know, and I have no problem. I understand the push and pull, and people out there, this is how human beings are. You know, unfortunately, in businesses and everywhere, you know, they want to assert their authority over other people. But that's why we have politics. We get out there, and I stand up for myself and go, no way, man, you're not pushing me out of this, and I stand aloft. But then when I find out that the reason why they're successful is because they're getting money that's not available to me.
That's frustrating.
And I think that's incredibly.
Yeah, the system is built against you in so many different ways, and I thank you for pointing that out tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue and talk to Lee, listening in Pinellas Park to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Lee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Lee in Pinellas Park, going once. Lee?
Hello, I'm here.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, listen, I just want to say that I'm reading a book, a biography on John Adams, and John Adams was not big on a big federal government. He was actually against having a huge federal government because he knew that the people would be the way they are now. Greedy guts run by corporations, by the corporations of the corporations. And it's just sad the way our, you know. One time I called and I got to talk to the Prince of Pot, which I thought was really cool because I go by Legalize It Lee here in town.
So I imagine you've heard the news that he is, you're talking about Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, former publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine. I'm sure you've heard the news that they're denying his transfer back to Canada.
Back to Canada.
Yep, it's been denied. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue with William, listening in Charleston to WSCC. Hello, William. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to talk about a comment on a call you had earlier. He was talking about the dangers of homogenized milk, and I kind of applaud you guys as telling people to do their own research, because I think one of my pet peeves is these activist groups that give us just enough information to scare the you know what out of us to make us kowtow to whoever they want. Thing is, I heard this what I heard about milk is they were claiming that it was not the homogenization, but it was the whatever the thing is where they make it so the milk doesn't separate, because obviously if you, you know, raw milk separates back into...
That's homogenization. That's homogenization.
Yeah. Pasteurization, thank you.
No, pasteurization.
Pasteurization heats it up so that it doesn't get diseases in it. Homogenization does something else so that you don't have to shake it.
Yeah. And, you know, the way I was hearing it wasn't to put cholesterol in your bloodstream, but it was the fact that that would actually cut the, cause the cracks in the arteries, and that would give you a heart attack. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, okay, guys, which one is it? Make up your mind. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't know. I won't take anybody's word for it necessarily when it comes to these health claims, because I've just seen so much contradictory information about health.
It's
like,
so
first
dumb.
Eggs are bad, then eggs are good, and, you know, first fat is bad, now fat is good.
And you can go on the internet and you can find anything you want. Somebody will claim whatever it is that you want. You know, grape pits will cure cancer or whatever. You can find anything, and it's very difficult to know, but I still think people should have that freedom.
William, thanks for the call, man. We got to get to Chris here listening in Medford, Oregon, to K-Med. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Chris in Oregon. Going once. Chris in Oregon. Going twice. Let's try
I was kind of hoping to kind of switch up the subject a little bit. But
go
not
quickly.
Too much. Well, I was just wondering if you guys have heard anything about the radio fallout from Fukushima and how it might affect the milk and the cheese and things like that.
I've heard people say that it's up higher in the United States, but you shouldn't believe us. We don't know a darn thing about that sort of thing.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. As far as the fallout is concerned, I've heard that they can identify it, but that the levels of radiation here in the States are far lower than the regular radiation that you get from, like, the ground and the trees.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to be anything to be concerned with. Let's go to Matt listening in Florida. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, dude, short on time. Go ahead, quick.
To the callers a couple ago, it's called fascism, man. We're living in fascism. We just have to admit it and change the system.
Well, how are you going to change the system? Because the system is built against that.
Well, we need to restore our constitution and get rid of all the alphabet soup. They were all created from Nazis during Project Paperclip.
You know, I wish we had more time to talk about it. We're short on. We're out of time for tonight. But you're welcome to call back another night because. Yeah, that sounds nice. Restore the Constitution. Well, it didn't work the first time, so why would you want to restore it? You think it's going to work again?
Yeah, I'd like a new Constitution.
I'd like to have no more federal government.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
The New Hampshire Constitution is about enough, and even that's too much. We'll see you on Monday. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.